For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Oh, my God. You guys are my favorite.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The one and only
Rich Eisen.
This ball is gone! Kike Hernandez.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Shohei Ohtani unloads. A 3-run home run.
Earlier on the show, Steelers Radio Network host Jerry Dulac, NBC Sports Bay Area reporter Matt Maiocco, actor Mila Kunis. Coming up, Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. Vinny Pasquantino, Sasquatch of the Kansas City Royals, is going to be zooming in. He's a diehard Jet fan. We met him in Kansas City at the beginning of the season. He had to say hello. This guy had to say hello. He is, in fact, that. He'll help break down the LCSs, too. Another just friend of the program.
Love it.
Some of them zoom in. Others send flowers to TJ. You know? So there's that. We just had a delightful in-studio appearance from Mila Kunis.
That was pretty surreal for me. I got it. I mean, just so you guys understand.
You've known her for, what, 30 years?
I mean, she was 16, I think, when we met. 15 or 16.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's been...
She knows a lot about you, man. She knows how old you are and wouldn't cough that up. Boy, you damn near jumped out of your chair.
I knew she...
Because I've got a perfect angle of the guest and you.
I knew she'd keep it tight-lipped. She knows.
Oh, man. You know? You were ready to jump out of the chair.
I wasn't. I don't think she knows, to be honest.
Unplug the microphone like the guy from Airplane unplugging the plugging a wall, right?
But yeah, for
Leon's
me, that,
getting
that,
larger.
That was a super cool moment, man.
That's cool.
Yeah,
and it was a lot of fun. Chris and I just thought about Jim Mora Sr.
We did, yeah.
Because Jim Mora Sr., when I worked with him at NFL Network, a diehard film nut. Like, his dad, I think, worked on the Fox lot.
Correct.
And he would tell stories about growing up on the Fox lot. And he's a diehard movie guy. Like, he was actually our
back in the day on the old NFL podcast that started in like 2010, 2011. Right. We would do every year around the Oscars. We would have Jim Mora Sr. on, and he would review all the Oscar movies and give us rankings.
And he saw them all. He saw foreign language movies in all of them.
And his rankings were the diddly poo rankings.
That's right.
And so like 4 diddly poos was good. And
no, it was bad, right? Before
it was bad? Yeah, I can't remember which way we did it, but yeah.
And it was confusing because 5 stars means a movie's good. But 5 diddly poos meant it was terrible.
Yeah.
So 0 diddly poos, he loved.
Right. So we had a lot of fun with Jim Moore Sr. Back in the day.
It was the reverse of Rotten Tomatoes.
Right, right. And then out of nowhere, I don't even know how it came up, but he said how much he was in love with Mila.
Mila Kunis.
If we could ever set up a meeting between the two of them.
We asked him on a pod, which actress or actor would you want to have if we could get someone on? Because, you know, we were beginning to get a nice guest list going back in the day of celebrities. And he said Mila Kunis.
I remember that, yeah.
He just, he would meet her because of Ted.
Right.
Yeah.
Her and Ted, and then forgetting Sarah Marshall, like he was out of his mind. And just hearing him talk about that.
And so, you know, this week when it was like, oh, Mila's coming in, I'm like, oh, I looked at Rich and I was just like, man, I wish we could have got Jim Mora in.
I know,
like,
Jim Mora Sr. I know.
Something.
Maybe I'll just like give him a call and see if he answers his phone just to say hi, just based on that. Thought of you, we finally got Mila Kunis. You know? And just him
reviewing movies was great.
It was really
when
smart.
He talked about Brokeback Mountain and he came in, he goes, man, they were getting after it. That's what he said. Man, they were getting after it.
Man, it's, you know, good times. You know, shows how long we've been doing this.
I know.
And he went to every movie. Like, he went and watched
He really did.
Oh, yeah,
really
joke. Double feature.
No
yeah.
joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he really knew.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Man. Lots of fun right there. Really 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Derek in Missouri is hanging on, and he's a frequent caller. And how you been, Derek? What's going on?
Rich, I'm doing good, sir. How was London this year?
It was great. Had a good time there and called two good games, and now I'm back. So I'm very happy.
That's only Thank fitting you. You got back the same day I got back from Colorado. I attended that Chargers-Broncos game past Sunday. And Rich, was my 192nd career Broncos game that I've ever attended in my life.
Wow, 192. Wow. So what do you think about tonight? Yeah. You're excited about I think your team is well-positioned to win tonight, Derek. I really believe
it. I think so too, Rich. But, you know, you just can't underestimate anybody nowadays. You never know. And, you know, New Orleans got off to a good start this season. And, you know, they're fizzled by injuries right now. But, again, it's prime time. The whole nation's going to be watching. You can't take anybody lightly nowadays. Like what you've reiterated, the defense has been playing lights out. And might be minus Pat Surtain tonight because of his concussion. And if Bo Nix could just get everything figured out as far as a, you know, standpoint to where he knows where to get the ball, they got a good shot. And tonight's winnable, I think. So is Carolina, but after that, Rich, if maybe Hopkins could put up the Broncos schedule really quick, if he doesn't mind.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So
sure.
You got Baltimore after that, which is not going to be no cakewalk.
Yeah.
Then you got Kansas City, and then you got to play Atlanta. Those are going to be some very cruel, hard games to come by. And one more thing before you let me go, Rich.
Yes, sir.
TJ. Got some nice flowers down there over there. On the
yes, Derek in Missouri.
There's one thing missing, though, that Kat forgot to give you. A box full of Twix bars, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
You know, Derek, I got to be honest. I was hoping after that thing, maybe we get like a Twix sponsorship or something. We got to maybe push that on social media.
Never know. Keep speaking into existence. Thanks for the call, Derek. Greatly appreciate it right there. How about Derek calling for his own production additions?
Wow.
And then fires off a zinger. So the Saints tonight at 2-4, I'll tell you what, difference between having a shot and thinking about tapping out, I don't know, right? I mean, if Derek Carr is going to be out for another couple weeks, do you start thinking about selling off any parts?
Can you hold that thought for like 30 seconds?
Sure, because I know we wanted to do this yesterday. We now have the real estate to do it.
Yeah,
because the trade deadline is, I believe it's Election Day.
Yeah, so it's a little less than three weeks.
Right. So, and the that moved it up. It usually was deeper into November. Personally, I think they should do it at the end of October. But they, I don't think the NFL wants teams tapping out at 2-5. I think they just don't want that.
Right.
But you already saw the Raiders send away Davante Adams. I understand the circumstances there. And Amari Cooper sent away to Buffalo. And Albert Breer did mention yesterday that there is a lot behind the scenes with Cooper's contract and things of that nature that led to some potential bad blood that did grease the skids for an exit visa, even though their quarterback's playing poorly. And you don't usually send your best receiver away when that happens. But it does appear a lot of teams are deciding to move some names right now. Cam Akers as well.
Yep.
So
do you want to do it? Let's do it right now. Okay.
So what are we going to do?
Okay, so
here?
We're going to do buy or sell. I'm going to give you five teams, and you're just going to decide should these teams be buyers or sellers as we approach the trade deadline.
Sounds good.
So let's start with it. You mentioned the Saints. They're on my list. I have them on here. Let's start with New Orleans. Are they buyers or sellers?
They should be sellers if they lose tonight. If they win tonight, I don't know about buying. Again, I don't have caps, you know, information here. But, man, at 2-5, once upon a time, this is kind of crazy to even say this.
They were 2-0.
I know. They were number two on my power rankings.
And they should have been.
And they had the best offense in the league.
They destroyed Dallas at 90 points in two games. Derek Carr looked amazing. The offense looked humming.
Right.
And now everybody's out. Everybody's injured. Now Spencer Rattler's starting. And now, you know.
If they're 2-5, I don't know who some of those people would be. I don't think Cam Jordan wants to go anywhere. But there are some people on that team that you could really get a nice
probably
draft
not,
pick
or two needs, for. Everyone needs pass rushers.
Right. And it would be nice to see Cam play a meaningful game, maybe get a ring.
If they lose tonight. If they win tonight at 3-4, absolutely not.
Okay, let's go to the AFC. Okay. Cincinnati Bengals.
No way. They're not selling.
T. Higgins is a nice piece. They are not going to bring him back.
Right.
So why not trade him and get some assets
back
for that?
Because they still have a window. And Joe Burrow told you what their window is.
They do not have a window on this season.
Why are you saying that? What are you saying?
2-4. They could be 2-5. What is their window for this year?
I don't know. They can't tap out.
If they go into Cleveland and
do their usual
get got, which they have been. The last few years, they cannot beat the Browns.
How does this sound? I don't think they will. I think they're going to actually dig out. And I think they're going to, I think they have a really good shot at being 500 when they see, or above 500 when they see Baltimore a second time on Thursday night. How does that sound? I think they go on a run.
Okay, well, let's go the other way. Lose to Cleveland, lose to Philly, then what?
Okay. Then you got to start considering that. If T. Higgins wants out and you want to do that, that would make them 2-6. Yeah, but they're not going to. How does that sound? I don't think they should sell.
Can I ask you a question, though? When you have a quarterback like Joe Burrow, will you ever just completely give up?
No way.
You won't, right?
That's what he said. He said what his window is. Their window of winning championships is as long as he's there.
So I can't really, no matter how bad it gets.
I also don't think they're going to be in that position. What else, Chris? I'm not giving up on. I can't quit the Bengals. I had them winning the division to start the season. I think that ship has unfortunately sailed. But what else?
How about the New York Football Giants?
Sellers? Who are they selling? Like a defensive lineman or something like that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, honestly, who are they? They're not selling any of their receivers. They're not selling any. Like, who are they selling? Singletary?
Well,
like,
I'm saying, what if they beat the Eagles this week? Why can't they be buyers?
Sure. Why not? I just don't see that they'd give up any draft capital for somebody to try and make the playoffs when they're not going to go on a Super Bowl run right now. I mean, their success would be to have a nice run at the end of this season.
They win the next two games, they're 4-4.
Right, make a nice run of it.
Well, if you look how the division is, they win the next two games, why can't they think that, hey, we can win this division?
Right.
We got a matchup with Washington coming up.
And give up draft capital to add...
To add a defensive lineman, a wide receiver.
All right. I mean, I love that idea. Trust me, I want the Giants to go on a nice run. We're seeing them in Munich in 3 weeks against the Carolina Panthers. We need some dubs.
Just saying, they can get those dubs.
Okay. What else, Chris? But other than that, I mean, I wouldn't give up too much draft capital. I'd rather use that in the draft if I'm the Giants.
Team having a weird season right now. What about the Indianapolis Colts?
Colts are right now 3-3, right?
They're 3-3, but,
I wouldn't mind if they bought.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if they bought. Yeah. I don't mind that at all. I mean, them making the playoffs with Anthony Richardson and getting him some of that experience right now, I think would be very helpful.
Yeah, because there's a scenario.
In the long run.
They beat Miami this week. They should do that at home. They're 4-3. What if Green Bay takes care of Houston this weekend? Suddenly now they're one back and the division is in play.
They're in this mix. They're in the mix for the playoffs. And they could really use it. Steichen could use it. Certainly after what happened in their final game last year, they could use it. You know, get Jonathan Taylor in there. Get Anthony Richardson some experience. Let's go. I wouldn't be surprised if they bought. That's pretty cool. Not bad. What else you got there, Chris?
All right, last one. And this is a team, man, they started out super hot, kind of like New Orleans. Not so much of late. The Seattle Seahawks.
So I wouldn't sell, that's for sure.
You know, they make DK available.
Well, didn't they just acquire Jacobs.
They acquired a defensive lineman
from Jacksonville. So they've already bought, which gives you an indication of what they're thinking.
But they've lost three in a row. I mean,
I know they've lost three in a row.
You know, they could easily lose this weekend in Atlanta. Then they got Buffalo
and the Rams at home before a bye, and then they're at San Francisco.
I mean,
I don't think they're going to sell. I don't think they'll sell.
One of these teams needs a wide receiver. Call up for DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf. Why would they get rid of him? No way.
I mean, some Seattle fans are kind of over DK.
How?
Great question.
Why?
Antics?
Antics?
What's DK Metcalf do? I mean, he's a little aggressive on the field a little bit, but it's football.
Oh, man.
Okay.
If they're selling DK Metcalf, there will be a nice long line out the door.
Right.
I don't think so.
Send him down south.
It gives you an indication of what they're thinking.
Okay, but they could be looking at five straight losses.
I don't think they will.
Let's be real.
I don't think they will. Atlanta and Buffalo,
that's five in a row, boys.
By the way, the loss to the Giants is the one that's the head scratcher.
At home.
I'm not discounting them yet. Okay. I'm not saying they should sell. No, thank you.
All right, that's buyer's.
I thought you were going to go Jets at 2-5. What they're going to do?
We know what they're going to do.
Keep buying. They're going to keep buying and asking their quarterback, who else do you want?
Turn those machines on.
Adding Flex Seal to a sinking ship.
Hey, you know what? I don't know what.
I heard that stuff's good though.
What's
man.
Rosenhaus up to right now?
Rosen.
We haven't heard. By the way, that's very quiet on the Rosenhaus front.
Don't you think? What's he doing right now, Hassan?
I don't know.
Brockman, you got his number? Call him up.
You know, we met Drew 1 year at the Senior Bowl.
He didn't give you his number.
No, I don't think so. I wanted one of his t-shirts.
Brockman's got a lot of numbers, man. You'd be surprised.
You want me to call him?
We should. I would be down to talk to Drew and find out what the scoop
What's going on with him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What is going on with Hassan Reddick? What if he shows up in Pittsburgh? By the way, that's one of those things. These pass rushers, you can just throw them right out on the field.
Yeah, right.
He shows up for the Jets?
Yeah. Or the Steelers?
No, for the Jets.
I think the Lions.
Pass rushers, you could just say, hey, welcome to the team. Go hunt.
Go get that guy. I think the Lions should be calling about Hassan Reddick.
Absolutely.
That's just a killer.
I mean, did I hear someone earlier in the week say, like, he wasn't that big of a deal? Like, how is a guy
who has 50 sacks?
No, Hassan Reddick.
Oh.
I was like, how is a guy with 50-plus sacks in his career not a big deal?
He's a prime.
I would imagine he's still a
pass rusher. He's a prime pass rusher.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
No one said that about Aiden Hutchinson.
Dude.
No.
He's a prime pass rusher. I'll tell you what. Him on the edge, you know, with Josh Allen keeping and looking for a first down, that would have been very helpful. Even though that might not be part of his game, but at any rate, let's take a break. Our friend Vinny Pasquantino. Sasquatch is going to join us. This could be fun.
It's going to be great.
Let's talk to one of the best in the Kansas City Royals organization next. Diehard Jet fan, too.
For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Hey, everybody, let's talk about Game Time tickets. If you haven't noticed, basketball season's right around the corner, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all the great action. And now with Game Time's new feature, Game Time Picks, it's even easier to see your favorite teams play live. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. And here in Los Angeles, there's not one but two pro basketball teams with two different arenas. So you need to see the view from your seat. You also need the all-in pricing feature I've been telling you about, so you get to see your total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
Healthy hydration isn't just about drinking water. It's about water and electrolytes. You lose both water and sodium when you sweat, so both need to be replaced to help prevent muscle cramps, headaches, and energy dips. Now, you might think drinking Beyond Thirst would be a good idea. Nuh-uh. That dilutes blood electrolyte and sodium levels, which could lead to headaches, low energy, cramps, confusion, or worse. A solution isn't to stop drinking water. It's to drink water plus electrolytes. Enter Element, created by former research biochemist Rob Wolf and Keto Gains founder Luis Villasenor. Element has enough sodium, potassium, and magnesium to get you feeling and performing your best. Plus, it has zero sugar, artificial colors, or other dodgy ingredients. Also, Element guarantees you find a flavor you love. Try fan favorites, citrus salt or raspberry salt. Get spicy with mango chili or mixed chocolate salt into your morning coffee. Element came up with a fantastic offer for us. Just go to drinklmnt.com/Rich Eisen to get a free sample pack with any purchase. That's drinklmnt.com/Rich Eisen. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
All right. You have something I'm told?
I have something. What is this Carl Anthony Towns guy got started? You know, after the Cowboys got beat up on Sunday, we get the roses. And yes. Then, you know, my guy, our guy, Sean Mitchell at home, think that's my man and all. You know, he's a Dodger fan. I'm a Met fan. We haven't really even said anything to each other about this series yet. But I get this text from Smitch this morning, and I'm like, yo, this is so disrespectful.
Oh, I was going to send you 8 roses and a bagel today.
Like,
well done, Smitch.
How dare
he's you. Feeling his oats right now. Dodger fans feeling their oats in the playoffs right now. It's just
it's a weird feeling for them, you gotta let him stretch his legs a little bit, you know?
They got an asterisk.
Today, we come back today.
Their last World Series had an asterisk.
Well, I mean, there is a game today.
There is a game, that's what I'm saying.
So they return today. The question is, will they come back?
Oh, they will. Oh, that's what.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yamamoto's trip to the Bronx, when the last time he pitched in New York, he was lights out.
Yes.
And that's who the Dodgers throw today, correct?
I believe so, yes.
He was lights out. Yankees couldn't hit him with the side of a barn. They couldn't hit him. So I would counsel, be careful.
Yeah, yeah.
And do yourself a favor. Make sure when Ohtani comes up, there's nobody on base.
Nobody on base.
It will strike out.
Well, hey, they did a great job the first two games of.
How about that? 0-for-22 with 11 strikeouts with nobody on base.
He needs
17 for his last 20 with runners in scoring position.
How about we maybe move him down in the order to like 2 or 3?
Oh, I mean, and put Betts at the top.
Yeah, make sure those guys on base in the first inning.
By the way, it's good to have that flexibility.
Yeah.
Let's move Ohtani down and Betts up.
Yeah,
oh, okay. And keep Freddie Freeman right where he is. Got it.
Yeah, keep Freddie right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's a good
problem. And then Kike Hernandez like this? Oh, my goodness.
Kike, he has some
good luck to you, though.
Good luck to you. TJ.
Hey, we're already
LFGM, as they say.
Queens.
All right, back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. You know how you meet somebody after, you know, you invite a friend over, but he brings a friend,
right?
And you become a fast friend of that person.
You're like, oh, I like this guy, other guy, too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of like that other guy.
Yeah.
Because when Bobby Witt Jr. Came on our show in Kansas City, I'm like, you know, who's his friend in the arm cast in the jet shirt over there, you know? And it turned out to be Vinny Pasquantino, Sasquatch himself. Look at us. Oh, hitting it off
right here.
In Kansas City. And I said to him, I'm like, let's do Tuesdays with Vinny during the season because he's a diehard Jet fan. It took us a while. It's a Thursday with Vinny. Vinny Pasquantino.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Thanks for having me on.
Look at us on the Rich Eisen Show.
Mortimer, we're back.
We don't need no stinking Bobby Witt Jr. We don't need him.
Yeah. I mean, talk about riding the coattails of somebody better than you at baseball. I mean, that is what I did. I mean, that is absolutely what happened. Just hijacked everything about that interview with him. I apologized to him immediately after, but I'm still happy to be here.
No, Vinny, you protect him in the order. Come on. That's your role on the planet.
Yeah, that's literally my job. My job is protect Bobby. So,
well, it is good to see you. All right, let's get. I want to talk baseball with you, but I also know you know, you want to talk Davante Adams. What do you think? Are you one of those Jet fans who thinks this is the answer? It's all going to be peaches and cream now. What are you thinking, Vinny? What do you got?
Well, if he can help my anxiety when they call a play, hike is called, or green 18 is called, and I don't have anxiety about a flag being called on that play, then I'm all in. It used to be with quarterbacks of years past, it used to be, is he going to throw an interception? We don't really have to worry about that as much anymore, but this year it's the flags. And I'm hoping he can really help with that, you know, just really discipline better and also just be open for Rodgers to hit him. So,
yeah. I mean, but that's the point here, Vinny, is when you take a look at the Jets in their 2-4-ness, you know, you're not talking about the passing game as much as you are with the inconsistency, blocking up front, getting a run game going, or the flags are really flying, at least in the game that I was calling in London against Minnesota, and then what we saw against the Bills. They're flying from the secondary, man. That's where they're coming from. And I don't, you know, maybe, just maybe, it'll be helpful because Adams is putting more points on the board. I don't know.
Yeah, well, also, and I need to preface this with, I know nothing about scheme of football, so I'm super ignorant when it comes to really anything when it comes to football, other than I'm really good at watching it from the couch. But I'm pretty sure I could line up against the Jets and run for a few yards against them the way that it's looking this year. It just feels like, hey, who's the running back tonight? Oh, he's going for 100.
Yeah.
So,
Ray Davis?
Yeah,
you know, I mean, like, he was the latest one.
Yeah, so, and he's a good player. I'm not taking anything away from him, but it just seems like he can just plug and play against the Jets at running back, and it's no problem to get some yards, and the Steelers have some pretty good running backs this weekend.
So did anybody stash Ray Davis on their fantasy team to piss off Tommy Pham, Vinny? Uh-oh. Did anybody do that?
I picked up Ty Johnson early in the week, being like, okay, it's going to be Ty Johnson, revenge game, it all lines up.
Yeah.
Nothing, Ray Davis. And Ty Johnson technically started the game, too, so I was pumped. He's going to get some yards. Everything, but it was the Ray Davis show.
Vinny, I have James Cook. And
me too.
I have James Cook, so I saw there were some issues with him. I picked up Ty Johnson, who started the game and got a 12-yard run and then disappeared.
Wasn't involved.
Gone. Yeah. It was as if there was a MetLife trapdoor that opened up and swallowed him up. I literally started texting some of my NFL Network information colleagues to say, did Ty Johnson get hurt? Where the hell is he? I actually did that, Vinny, and I shouldn't. And I know I shouldn't be doing that with my spare time. That happened. I'm in the same damn boat as you.
And we had to wait the extra day. This was my first day. Obviously, I could lock in on NFL football, our first week after our exit from the playoffs. This was my first Sunday to be able to really lock in. And then I had to wait the extra day for the Jets and wait till nighttime. And it was not very fun. I did not have a good time. I had a whole bottle of wine by myself. my wife was dead. It was super disappointing. And then I got to go to sleep right after the game.
Is that your darkness retreat? Is that what you're saying?
That was my darkness retreat. Yeah, that's what I was texting you about. I needed a few days to get everything settled, get my house, you know, clean my garage, do different things like that.
Yes.
And I'm back. I'm fully back. I'm you know, ready to go now.
I love it.
The Jets have my full attention.
I love Vinny Pasquantino from the Royals here on the Rich Eisen Show. I do want to ask you some baseball questions. So Ohtani, 0-for-22 with 11 strikeouts with nobody on base. 17 for his last 20 with runners in scoring position. Can you explain that, like approach to hitting or what happens and that sort of stuff, Vinny?
In a way, lesser extent, I can sort of relate to that because during the season this year, I may have been the worst hitter in baseball with nobody on base, but I was pretty good with guys on base. I have no idea. Sometimes maybe it's the way that they're playing you defensively. Maybe you just lock in a little bit more. I don't think there's really an explanation to it, especially in the playoffs with small sample sizes. But it's funny thinking about what you guys are talking about, maybe moving down in the order, maybe hit Betts leadoff, which I think they used to do, but I think they're not doing it because they don't want two lefties stacked back to back.
Right.
But it's funny, just it's funny thinking of the humor of like, hey, how do you want to arrange Freddie Freeman, Shohei Ohtani, and Mookie Betts in the same order? Like, are we talking about an all-star team or
right?
Or oh, just the Dodgers.
Right. And it, so you do, I guess, lock in a little bit more knowing that there's ducks on the pond as opposed to being up at the plate and nobody on base. Like that actually does occur when you're in a batter's box sometimes.
Well, there's a few things that happen too. Pitchers tend to pitch towards more towards the report when there's runners in scoring position, where if you're Ohtani, like if you're one of the better hitters in the lineup, they're going to mix things up with nobody on base. But typically when pitchers get their backed up against the wall, they're going to throw what they like to throw more. So that could play a piece of it just in terms of scouting. It looked like last night specifically they were attacking him with down and in sliders or sweepers. Mm-hmm. And then they went up in the zone a little bit. And he got that massive home run to right field. So it could just be pitchers are executing a little bit more and maybe they're getting a little bit more tense with guys on base with him.
Chris Brockman is chiming in. Unfortunately, he has internet connection over there.
Hey, Vinny, what's up, man? Good to see you. So I got your splits. You are correct. With the bases empty, you hit 199 this year. But everything else was fantastic. With the runner at first, 309. First and second, 400. First and third, 600.
600?
What? Runners on second and third, 333. A runner at third, 478. And with a runner in scoring position, 360 this year.
Damn, Sasquatch. Damn.
Yeah, it was a very strange year. Apparently, if you just put somebody on base, I can get a hit. But if there's nobody on, I might as well just go up there with no bat in 2024. try to change that in 2025 and just be good all the time.
Unbelievable. And what? And I, you know, I've got a bona fide major league hitter I'm talking to right now. When you see Ohtani hit one as high and deep as he did last night, what do you think when you see him homer like that?
Bobby texted me last night and he just said 115.9 at a 37 degree angle works every single time, and he's correct. I think they only said it went 410 feet. No. I would like to push back on that and say that ball probably went a little bit farther than that.
Well, I think it didn't go farther because the stadium got in the way.
That's true. That's true. Just playing first base too, knowing when Ohtani's at the plate, it's not the most comforting feeling knowing that he's got 115.9 in the tank at any given time. And that can just be right at you, which is not. And he's fast too. He's actually beat me to first base before on a ground ball to me at first. Not my proudest moment, but it did happen. And it will never happen again. I made sure of that this year. I told every pitcher, you get to first base because he can run. And right. I'm not letting this happen again.
Right. I imagine so. Vinny Pasquantino here on the Rich Eisen Show. So obviously you know the Cleveland Guardians very well, being in the same division as them. And you just played the Yankees in the playoffs as well. What's your opinion of this series resting at 2-0 right now and the Guardians' chances? Vinny?
Yeah, you know, the Yankees have looked pretty good through the first two games, and the Guardians have had to fight back from some deficits. But I think it's going to be a longer than a four-game, five-game series. I think it'll definitely go back to New York. I think that Cleveland's a really good team. I keep seeing a lot of stuff online talking about how easy the Yankees' path to the World Series is, which I think is a bit unfair because they have to play who's in front of them and who made it there. So Cleveland's a sneaky, like, not even sneaky. That's an unfair thing to say to them. They're just a really good team. It's two opposite ends of the spectrum of one team slugs a lot, the Yankees, and the other team gets on base all the time, runs the bases, like they're super fast, super aggressive. And so to me, that's a really fun series. So both teams are super good. I'm not sure I think it's Clark Schmidt versus Matthew Boyd tonight.
Correct.
And so you've got a guy who's been around for a little bit in Clark, but then you've got like a super vet OG guy in Matthew Boyd. So I think it'll be a fun game tonight or today in Cleveland. It's in a few hours. Yep. So that'll be a fun game. And then tomorrow night, there's a guy for the Oakland A's, Brent Rooker. He was one of the best hitters in baseball this year. Brockman, look up those numbers if you want to see a good hitter.
Brent Rooker was a beast.
We're doing like a watch party for the game tomorrow, like a Manning Cast-esque.
Oh.
We're going to do that on a program called Foul Territory on their YouTube channel, which is They're like a baseball talk show that goes every day during the season. I think they do it in the off season too. We're going to be doing that with some pitchers, some players that are playing in, you know, in Major League Baseball now. They're going to come on and we're going to talk about the series and about, you know, specific players ourselves. It's going to be pretty cool.
That's awesome. How can people tune in for that one, Vinny?
So it's on Foul Territory. I know they posted on Twitter this morning. I think it's on their YouTube page and it will be live on Twitter as well, or on X as well.
Okay.
So it'll be live tomorrow night when that game happens.
Little watch party for that one. Fantastic. That's pretty cool. And so, because you were, you know, at least the Yankees have done, if you want to beat the Guardians, the best way to beat them is to make sure Class A doesn't even get out of the pen. You know, like I was referring to on yesterday's show that it's kind of like keeping the red hot, keeping Mahomes on the bench. You know what I mean? Like keep the other quarterback on the bench, put together some drives to make sure that the guy who can beat you doesn't beat you. And what's it like? I guess what were his numbers against Class A this year?
Only two at bats lifetime against Emmanuel. Okay. One for two.
You got him once.
One for two.
Yeah, that'll get you the whole thing.
It was a single down the left field line. It was a cutter, backdoor cutter, and then I grounded out to first this year. I mean, that's the thing with Cleveland is if you're losing past the fifth inning, it's going to be a tough night for you because their bullpen, I think they had the best bullpen in the league, and then it's capped off with him, who in the playoffs will go six outs, five outs, whatever it takes. So that's what the Yankees have obviously done really well. They've gotten up early. They've made them go to their bullpen super early in the game, which is nice for the Yankees because they get to see those guys more and more and more. And the more you see a guy, you know, the better your chances because you've seen them a few more times. So, yeah, if Cleveland goes up, it's definitely tough to come back from it. But, he is just – I mean, he's unbelievable with the way that he can move a cutter at 100 miles an hour. It's pretty special.
Vinny Pascuzzini, a couple of minutes left with him right here on the Rich Eisen show. I got to be honest, I don't know if it's just the lighting in the room where you are, but those look like Dolphins colors on you, Vinny. I mean, this is kind of weird.
Do they?
Yeah.
It's a white shirt and a white hat. And the only reason I'm wearing the hat, which is a Nashville Predators hat.
Okay.
The only reason I'm wearing it is because when I was looking at the lighting in my room, I didn't think you could see my hair because it blended into my black background. So it's like, okay, I got to put a hat on.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing.
Is that our camera pretty much? Because Chris, TJ, doesn't that look like Dolphins?
It does
colors?
Look a little teal.
Yeah, very teal. It comes out as teal.
It could just be the lighting.
I think it's the lighting
in my room. I got the sun. I'm using the sun as my lighting, which
beautiful.
Is not the best.
He's got the ultimate ring light.
It's
right
natural.
Now.
It's beautiful. Natural. It's natural, Vinny. It's natural.
Can you see my TVs? Can you see the TVs on the wall?
Let's see. Can we? What do we got? Okay.
They might just blend in.
Okay. Yeah,
I've got three TVs on the wall.
Three.
This is where I lock in. I've got a big one.
Okay.
That's where the Jets stay.
Okay. Right.
We've got the top left TV for red zone, and then the bottom left for either my brother, my dad, my mom, whoever, whatever they're watching.
Okay, whatever.
So I got.
And that's
got
the
a mini fridge up here. I mean, I'm kind of locked in on Sundays.
I want to come party with Vinny, man.
For sure. That is.
Well, but the problem is you know, I like to have some drinks while I watch football, and then I start tweeting.
I know.
Then the next morning, the tweets are gone. I make sure I never say anything terrible, but if I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I probably didn't need to say JETS 75 times on Twitter. So it's a nice cycle that I've got going.
If I'm not mistaken, when you panned over, I did see a certain box of libation resting. Uh-huh. If I'm not mistaken, Vinny, did I catch a glimpse of that over the shoulder?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not hiding anything. That would be Bud Light. That'd be Bud Light. Okay. I got some.
Oh, there's the
some Bud Light seltzers in there.
Oh, nice.
I've got some Fiji water in there as well.
Fantastic. Right. I don't know. It looks like hydrated, you might. Vinny. I don't know.
I make sure I can stay hydrated at all times of the day.
I don't know if you're missing some piece of furniture underneath that television. You know what I mean? Like, it's your room.
That's goal for the off season. That's his goal for the off season is to get something underneath the TV. It's a work in progress.
Okay.
Haven't been here too long. So
what do you want to say to Royals fans before I let you go, Vinny? What do you want to say to them?
I mean, just to Royals fans, thanks for everything this year. It was incredible. We're going to do everything we can to get back to the playoffs and to keep fighting every year. So, I mean, the playoff atmosphere at Kauffman Stadium was the best I've ever seen, and I'm hopeful that we will continue to do that down the road. So I just want to say thank you to all the fans for following us this year and sticking with us.
And who's winning the Fantasy League right now entering Week 7? Who's winning it? The Royals Fantasy League.
I got to look. I'm in too many leagues. I don't know who's winning anything.
Okay. The Royals. The Goon Squad, if I'm not mistaken, that is Bobby Witt's.
Yeah, well, Tommy's winning the guillotine technically.
Oh,
even though you can't really win it.
Tommy better.
Kyle Wright, the pitcher for us, he's winning.
Okay.
Bobby's in third place.
Okay, and where's the Pasquatch
squad?
Where are you?
Seventh place, 3-3. We're getting better as we go.
How many make the playoffs? Six.
Six make the playoffs.
All right,
yeah.
So we're on the outside. You're on the cusp. You're on the edge.
It's fine.
Oh yeah,
it's fine. I've only scored 15 less points than the sixth place person who's also 3-3. So we're in a good spot.
That's so infuriating. That's infuriating. Yeah. You know, that's the way it works. But listen,
I've given up the least amount of points in the league. So my defense comes to play.
That's right. Yeah. I love that points, how much you've given up.
Points face. Like, who cares?
Those things are ridiculous when you see that in fantasy. Like, what does that mean? Yeah. Your defense comes to play. That's what that means.
Uh-huh.
All right. You're marathoning. You're not sprinting. You got time. It's all good. All right.
Yep.
This is a blast. I'll do this as much as you want, Vinny. You know that. I told that to you.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to recap the Steelers game next week. So.
Okay. Tuesdays with Vinny.
Done. Lock it in.
Okay, very good. We'll have you back. We'll have you back do that. By the way, it looks like Russell Wilson's going to get the start. Devontae Adams is going to go. He's going to go.
That's good for the Jets, right?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
We don't know what he looks like.
Nobody knows. We don't. And just, by the way, it looks good for the Jets. Vinny. Like, this is not your first rodeo, honestly. Oh, you know what looks good for the Jets? James Cook is inactive. You know what I'm saying? Right? And then all of a sudden, and you even like, you know what? I fantasy is fantasy, and you know, my fandom is fandom, but fantasy is fantasy. I'm going to go get Ty Johnson. Then Ray Davis comes and screws you and the Jets. You know what I mean? Like, so that's
picked up Sean Tucker from Tampa. Like, Sean Tucker, he looked really good.
How much is he going to play? Is Rashad White going or is
Todd Bowles said today they're going to ride the hot hand. So all three guys are going to play.
Really?
But Todd Bowles talked at a press conference?
I know. Shocking. Shocking. I'm aware.
When I was in college, I had a burner account that was just, what is Todd Bowles' emotion today? And I would just post one picture of him, and it would say, the Jets won today. And it was just him staring.
Is that account still active? Like, hold on, let's talk.
Is that account still active?
I don't think so, but it definitely could be.
What was the handle?
Yeah, do you remember? What was it?
I don't remember. It was something like Todd Bowles' mood today. I don't remember. But I remember in college, like, I was all over every day, just Todd Bowles feeling happy today.
Oh, Vinny Pasquantino, the Pasquatch, come and correct. Vinny, you be well. Well, I'll be texting you on Sunday night. We'll connect. We'll figure it out.
Sounds good. See you guys.
You're the man. That's Legend. Vinny Pasquantino, everybody.
See you, brother.
There he goes. He's going to get more beer for Sunday. There he goes.
I think next time we're in Nashville, we're going to have to call Vinny.
Dude,
how funny was that? That guy, man.
So good.
Look at us. We got Vinny Pasquantino. He's zooming in. Carl Anthony Towns is delivering flowers. Look at us.
Diddly poo.
Diddly poo.
Where did that come from?
I just got the try.
Diddly poo. All right. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. Phone calls. Get you ready for Thursday night football and so much more in a sec. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood1 to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Westwood1.
For you, was it married with children, essentially? Or
well, I went to New York from Youngstown, and I was doing a lot of theater. Mm-hmm. And I did Broadway, off-Broadway, regional theaters, and so forth. And I was doing a play at Hartford Stage called Mice and Men, which is not a comedy, by the way. And I was playing Lenny.
Okay.
And then a casting director from L.A. was visiting his aunt, went to the show. Mm-hmm. And then liked the play, liked me, and then a year later, they're casting Married with Children, and they can't get the Bundy guy. And this guy's name was Hirschfeld. And he said, guys, you're going to think I'm nuts. But I saw an actor a year ago in a drama that I think he could do this. And they almost fired him. And I happened to be out there at the time for a failed pilot. Mm-hmm. And they called me in. I was playing handball at the Hollywood Y. And I showed up with my glove with the bag, my bag with the gloves hanging all of it. And it was Levitt and Moye. What the hell is that? Mm-hmm. And so we started talking in the office, and then they had me audition. They said, would you mind reading? And I said, no, that's what I do all the time. And I saw the guy as my uncle, one of my uncles.
Al Bundy, you're saying?
Yeah, he was like, and the guy was a judge, but he reminded me of this guy. And what I mean is, I guess apparently most of the guys that read for it were doing it like Jackie Gleason in The Honeymooners, yelling and mad. Mm-hmm. Well, my uncle was like resigned. Life was going to be bad.
Resigned, I love it.
So, we'd be like, he'd get home from work and he'd come in the house and my aunt, his wife, would say, Joe, I ran over the dog in the driveway today, he's dead. And Joe would say, what's for dinner? So it was sort of like that, right? That's how I read it, and they had not heard that tact.
Interpretation.
No, they had not heard that. And they went, well, that's kind of funny.
Neil slipping into Al Bundy back in 2016, one of my favorite moments in the history of this show, back on our radio, along with our live stream on the Roku Sports Channel every day, 12 to 3 Eastern Time. Game Time Picks is how you should start buying tickets if you haven't already listened to us. We've been telling you about Game Time for well over a year, and Game Time Picks that I'm mentioning right now is a new feature of Game Time. Makes it even easier to see your favorite teams play live because it filters out the fluff, shows you only incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time at all searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature still is there. You get your total up front. There's no surprise fees at checkout. And with Game Time, you always get that lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks right now. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use our code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem our code RICH, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Ooh. Can't believe Mila Kunis appeared on this show in person before Ashton Kutcher ever did. I don't mean to put you in a tough position, but because he's your coach, I mean,
TJ,
I haven't said anything yet. I was just listening to him. That's okay. All. I haven't said anything.
So,
I was like,
it's kind of crazy. What a day today, huh?
I mean, what do you want me to do? We got
I don't
her
want
here.
You to do anything other than just be yourself.
Yeah, we got her here. It took some time,
It's great.
It's great.
I mean, low key, you probably wanted her more than you wanted him anyway.
Low key.
Low key.
No, high key.
High key.
It's not low key at all. It's a lot of fun. Really fun. And great stuff today with Jerry Dulac and Matt Maiocco, who cover the Steelers and the Niners, respectively.
Yes, sir.
He basically said, do not expect to see Christian McCaffrey before November.
Oof. Gosh.
And Russell Wilson speaking right now.
Oh, really?
Jerry Dulac says, expect to see him on Sunday night. This league, man. This league. Expect to see Russell Wilson on Sunday night taking on the Jets. That is some must-see television. Tonight, too. I guess Drew Brees. Is Drew Brees going into the Ring of Honor tonight?
You know, I just saw a picture of all of them together.
I think he is. He's there with his wife taking a picture with
Sean Payton and everybody.
Sean Payton.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I think
Gail Benson was there, too.
I thought I'd read that they were going to do these two separately, but I guess I was wrong.
No. So I think this is it.
Okay. That's cool.
So it's a big night in New Orleans.
Yeah. Saints Hall of Fame induction tonight.
That's it. How about that?
Yeah.
I say it's well deserved there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Man, Drew Brees came in off of his time in San Diego and
almost didn't make it to
he almost went to Miami.
Almost went to Miami.
Well, Miami had a problem with his shoulder, right? Because he blew his shoulder out.
And that was when Nick Saban was the head coach at Miami.
And they signed Dante Culpepper instead.
Yep.
And now that changed Alabama's fortunes as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Dude, for real.
You want to talk about a butterfly effect, man. How everything could have been different.
Changed Peyton's effect and Breeze's effect and Saban's effect.
Culpepper. What if Culpepper had gone to New Orleans, you know?
Remember Culpepper? He did well, though, for a brief bit. Wasn't he pointing to his knee, basically saying, I'm fine?
Yeah.
I can kind of remember that when he was balling out on occasion.
I always remember Roger Woodson
Miami.
Doing that in the Super Bowl against the Cowboys. Remember, he had tore his knee. He came back to the game, and they Cowboys were going at him, and Rod was just like...
Again, just in case anybody needs a fresh reminder of Rod Woodson being one of the coolest people on the planet, check out this week's What the Football with Susie and Amy.
I think Culpepper only started 4 games with Miami.
That's it, right?
Yep.
By the way, there's one last reunion to talk about. Our poll question results. Let's hit that before we go out the door here, Chris.
Yeah, I asked you guys which reunion this weekend are you most looking forward to. 40% Chiefs, 49ers.
That makes sense. Over Adams and Rodgers.
Yeah, everything kind of stayed the same.
And tonight's Thursday night reunion in New Orleans with Sean Payton and then
Saquon and the Giants.
Man, prior to the season, I think Saquon and the Giants would have been the one you'd circle.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess the little bit of starch has been removed from that.
I mean, I still think he's going to have a huge game.
I do think so, too. Yeah. Another reunion is us with the Harbaugh file. Jim Harbaugh, as we know, had a medical scare on the sideline.
You're crazy.
On Sunday in Denver. His heart kind of went out of rhythm, and he was off the sideline for much of the first quarter. And John Harbaugh left his press conference early after the Ravens had just taken care of business against Washington. We were there in London watching this whole thing unfold on Red Zone. And, John had left his press conference to find out what's going on with his bro. But everything turned out to be all right. And now we find out just how all right it is through Jim Harbaugh delivering his own medical report on this edition of the Harbaugh File.
People that are standing on third base think they hit a triple, but they didn't.
The Harbaugh Files.
As far as your status, everything's been okay the past couple days?
Yeah, good news. Just talked to the cardiologist before I came in here. Got some test results back. The heart of an athlete is a direct quote from my cardiologist. So that made me feel good. And he said stress test was really good, too. I think he used the word incredible. I think he did. That my stamina was incredible, and heart got stronger as it was more stressed. So, and back in rhythm. Hopefully that that sticks. We'll got the monitor on. So good news. I took that as a compliment.
Blue Twisted Steel.
The Harbaugh Harbaugh file.
You know,
just one of, protect
one,
this man.
One of a kind. Come on.
That's great.
Protect
wacky
that man.
Guy.
One of a kind. Wacky guy. That's a good, way to put it.
The flex got me though.
The heart of an athlete.
Heart of a champ. Heart of an athlete.
By the way,
she is an athlete.
All you got to do is just go and stay in football rhythm in Arizona, and the Chargers are 4-2.
Yeah, man.
You know who looked really good last week? Justin Herbert.
Yeah. Yep. Started winging it around a little bit.
Quentin Johnston.
Winging around a little bit.
LaDede McConkey.
LaDede.
LaDede.
JK looks good.
JK does look good.
Yeah.
Dude. That's a winnable game.
LaDede McConkey.
That's the guy. Oh, and just, what do you say? Just everything, if we just keep it in rhythm.
Keep it in rhythm.
Keep it that way. I agree, Jim. Keep it that way. Fun show, everybody. The Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, will be zooming into tomorrow's program to preview Lions-Vikings.
How about that?
That's happening on Friday.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Baby S is giving me money-making moves in the
world. Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to have one kid who's like, I want to just live in a box and do, like, artistic dancing and paint. Ocean's going to be like, it doesn't matter if I'm broke, Mom. I'm passionate about it. And Baby S is going to be the one that says, passion doesn't pay bills, Ocean.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.